Hi there! You must be the heir of the curse?
Hi! Nice to meet ya.
I'm Hecate, but you can just call me Kate. Everyone does. And I'm here to act as Hex support. Mind if I sit down? Perfect, thanks. Alright, so I think I got the gist of it from the letter you sent to the coven, but just to be sure, I'm gonna go over the deets, okay? Cool. Alright, first, I should probably... Great. Now we can speak freely. I mean, well, they can still technically hear and see us, it's just that the information isn't recorded, as it were. It'll last until we cross the threshold, so we won't break it just by getting another drink or some of those delicious-looking cookies. I'm getting off topic. Business first, then cookies. Well, what were you expecting me to be like? It's not like the Middle Ages anymore, my dude. We're not hubbling, bubbling, toil, and troubling anymore. Okay, well, there's still plenty of toil, but that's more like around crunch times when there's a big, difficult enchantment due. And especially if Mage Exchange is down at the time so you can't look stuff up and... Sorry, we're here to talk about you, aren't we? Alright, so first off, I want to say that I don't bear you any ill will at all. I'm a descendant of a witch who cursed your ancestors, but, like, that's in the past and all. So, as you're well aware, your bloodline has been cursed so that the men in your family all die the moment they turn 18. Pretty grim. Especially once you start thinking about all the mechanics of it. But let's leave aside how your family has gone on in the past few generations, when it's a bit more frowned on. Anyway, the issue is that you turned 18 a week ago, correct? I mean, we could just put it to good fortune and hope for the best. No, you're right. That's wishful thinking. And if it could happen any moment, how are you even meant to sleep at night? I'm assuming you double-checked the dates, right? And you're the last of your line, right? Alright, well, let's pop the hood on this curse, shall we? Of course no one comments their spells, because why would you? It's not like anyone else will ever need to poke around in there. Right, okay. Well, I see the problem. So, the witches used a different year zero, and... Okay, so, you know that whole thing from the turn of the millennium? The millennium bug? No? Oh, yeah, I guess not. Thinking about it. Well, the issue is that our calendar starts 4,096 years ago, and the original witch had only hard-runed in 3 digits for the date. Why is that a- Oh, right, yeah. We don't use a base 10 for years. We use a hexadecimal. Why are you looking off to the side like there's a hidden camera? Okay, right. Anyway, I have some bad news. So, I can't remove the curse. Well, technically I can, but it's what's known as a load-bearing curse. See, it's so old, its enchantments actually form part of the basis for thousands of other spells, so if I remove the whole thing by force, the whole of modern spellcraft falls down and bam, just like that, no more internet. No, you're right. Sometimes I thought that might be for the best too, but think of all the cat videos we'd lose. Oh, yeah, witches, in fact, quite famously like cats, buddy. I'm off topic again. I swear, I'm normally more focused, but around here it feels like I can just... the curse. The curse my ancestors put on your ancestors, your curse. So, a lot of the modern world is secretly built on magic, so I can't just break a load-bearing curse. I can't leave it like this because things will start failing, and if I repair it, then you'll die. As surely as if I killed you myself. So none of these are remotely acceptable options. Ugh, what to do? What? Dude, no, absolutely the fuck not. I don't care if you've been prepared for this your whole life. I'm not gonna end it. What do you mean, really prepared? You borrowed how much? That's Actually, yeah. If you know you're not going to make it past 18, then I guess taking what you can get makes a lot of sense. But with people like that after you, you'd need a new identity. Holy fuck! My dude, I am a genius! Name change? No, that won't work. No, see, that doesn't change your... okay, it's hard to explain, but your associations, right? You're still you, and you is still the last heir of this curse. But, if we change your associations, we can get you off the hook. Wouldn't work if there were more heirs, but since it's just you, I think we can do it. Yeah, dude, we can get you to live. The downside is, it's only gonna work if you join my family. There's kind of a get-out clause in the curse to protect the original witch's own family. Marriage? It's not exactly how witch society works. So how do I put this delicately? I'm gonna need you to rail a load of your baby batter into my womb. Just bend me over the table and breed me. No, in hindsight, that wasn't delicate at all. But I do mean it. My guy, if I wasn't up for it, I wouldn't offer. But how about you? I feel like I'm threatening you. Fuck me or die. But honestly, I don't know if I could bring myself to repair the spell if it came down to it. The modern world would collapse if I don't, but you're up for it? Yeah. I figured you might be. To be honest, I could see your eyes drifting down to my tits since I got here. Witches have a sixth sense for these things, and, you know, in general. Literally. Where? Dude, I told you, while we're in here, no one's gonna react. They can see us enough to not walk into us, but we don't really register. You could pull out your dick right here, jack off into my face and tits, and no one would bat an eye. No, seriously. You could bend me over and make eye contact with the next table over while your balls deep in me with my toes curling and my eyes rolling back, sloppy, messy fluids dripping down our thighs, and they really wouldn't react. Oh, really? You think they'd notice? You think my magic isn't strong enough to make sure they don't notice when I'm so deep in subspace that I could contact the fucking Starship Enterprise? Oh, sorry. I don't know if this is really the time, but I'm kind of a nerd. I meant no offense, but I can kind of tell, dude. You're wearing a fucking Little Witch Academia shirt. It's a good thing that show's amazing, or I might be offended. I'm just teasing. It's kind of fun to tease you, actually. Sorry, I kind of got distracted and came off the track when I was looking in your eyes. Are you ready to do this? Well, I've never tried doing something like this before, so I don't know for sure, but hypothetically, it should work. I mean, anything's hypothetical until you actually do it, after all, so, you know, just don't forget that you need to knock me out for this to work, okay? Okay. I guess we should strip, right? After me? Come on, dude, I'm trying to help you here. Fine, I was the one who said it would be fine because no one here would notice. Okay, fine, here, I'll start. There. So, these are my, my tits. Ta-da! You're staring pretty intently there, my dude. Are these the first tits you've seen or something? Oh, no. That's not a problem. Just feeling your gaze over them from top to bottom. Lingering on my nipples, following the curves. Fuck me, it's actually pretty hot having someone else see them. Alright, fine. Yes, I haven't been, you know, intimate with someone else either. Happy. Extremely. Fuck. My face feels warm. Am I blushing? Adorable. Fuck me, dude. I thought I was the one teasing you. Oh, really, dude? You're gonna tell me you're not getting super excited right now? Staring at my tits like a hungry beast. Hmm? Prove it. By taking it out, obviously. You say you're not super excited by seeing my tits, so prove it. Prove it. Oh, fuck me, dude. It's throbbing already. Is that pre-cum? You wanna jerk off to my tits? I still want you to breed me, too. Sure, for the curse, whatever, but also, I really want to see how you jerk off, and you're so hard just looking at them, so... Oh, fuck, yeah. Stroke it up and down, just like that. Fuck me, dude. I can see you twitching as your hand strokes up and down to me. To my tits. How about if I start playing with them like this? Oh, oh fuck. Yeah, my nipples are really sensitive. Sometimes when I'm a little turned on, even the feel of fabric grinding over them turns me on more and more. You sped up while I was talking about my nipples, huh? You really like them, huh, dude? You know, no one will see if I stand up like this and walk around to your side of the table like this and put them right in your face like this. You're stroking so much faster now that they're so close. Wanna know something about them? When I'm really, really horny, when I feel the fabric grind over them, it doesn't just turn me on. Sometimes I've even come. Fuck. Fuck, you're stroking so fast for me. Fuck, that's so hot. You wanna suck on them? Wanna wrap your lips around it? Oh, fuck, yes. That's the spot. Fuck. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Move your hands onto my tits. Don't worry about your cock. You're in... You're in safe hands. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, okay. Wait. There's something I saw in a hentai one time, and... I really want to try it while you're so close to busting for me, okay? Watch me get down on my knees like this, and slide my tits into your lap like this, and rub... oh, fuck. And rub my nipples with your hot, hard, throbbing cockhead. Smearing your drooling pre-cum into my... my sensitive skin. Fuck, if you come like this, dude, I'm gonna lose my shit. Feeling your hot cum gush out onto my incredibly sensitive nipple is gonna push me right over the edge. How about it, huh? Wanna watch me cum as you shoot your wad right against my nipple, huh?
When I oh fuck, wanna watch it drip down me? Oh god. Oh fuck, wanna paint my nipple with your hot, slick, sticky cum? Fuck, wanna practically fuck my nipple? I use my tits, my nipples, to soak up all your hot cum. Oh, fuck. Fuck. I can feel it pulse and throb. Fuck. Yes. Oh, fuck. Fucking cum for me, baby. Fuck. Oh, oh, fucking paint my nipple with your hot cum. Fuck. So much better with someone else, right? Oh, God, I'm a fucking mess, but it's so satisfying. Look at how stringy it is when I rub some between my tits and pull them apart. I thought it'd be more like a ghoulion than a string. It's dripping everywhere. A stacked overflow. Yes, girls watch hentai. Shut up. God, forbid a woman have hobbies. Look, yes, I may accidentally, you know, in the heat of the moment, called you baby. Accidentally. But do you really want to dwell on that with the girl on her knees, her tits dripping wet with your load in front of you? Or do you want to breed me and finish off this curse business? That's what I thought. Maybe I should enchant your balls to produce higher volumes of potent jizz for me? Ah, right. For you. That's totally what I meant. Not for me. Okay, we're good to go. Fuck me, dude, you're already hard again. I guess that spell tingled a bit, huh? Oh, hey, if you don't need to clean up, don't waste the napkins. Yeah, I'm telling you, you can clean up your semen with my panties. Fuck me. Oh god, I feel like such a slut right now. You're right. It's probably the fact that I just handed a stranger I'm about to get bread by my panties with my tits drooling his spunk down myself in a cafe in full view while everyone just goes about their day. And you know what else? I'm gonna sit on the table and I want you to fuck me. I'm not taking off my skirt or my cute little witch hat hair accessory or my glasses or anything else. I kind of feel like it's sluttier to do it while dressed up, but with my tits and pussy exposed like this, don't you? So, I want you to take that hard, throbbing cock, and I want you to bury it in my womb. I want you to fuck me. I want you to breed me. Wait, what? Fuck me, dude. Oh, fuck! I didn't expect you to just grab my hips and go on it. Fuck. Oh, I fucking love it. Fucking reel me into the table. Fuck, grab my tits, dude, grab my fucking tits and use my cunt like a flashlight. Oh, fuck, yes, grope me, play with my fucking nipples. Oh, fuck. Oh, god, I'm gonna come. Oh, god, I'm gonna fucking come in your cock, dude. Fuck me, fucking fuck me. Ah. I've gone down from that one and I fuck. Oh, fuck, 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 fuck. I can't hold back. Fuck, dude, don't stop. Do not fucking stop. Oh, fuck me through one orgasm after another. Fuck, I can't. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Never fucking apologize. I wanted this. I wanted this so bad. Oh, fuck. Fuck the curse. I want you so fucking bad. I'd be on you right now, even if that wasn't there. Oh, you feel the same way. Wait. It's a bit very sorry for you, too. Fuck me, dude. Yeah, actually do. Fuck me like you've never fucked anyone before. Fuck me, dude. I already said the same here, right? Now fucking kiss me while you fuck a baby into me. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck, my pussy is clamping down on you. My fucking womb needs you. Needs your fucking cum. Fuck a load into me, baby. Fuck me, senseless. Oh, fuck. You're getting even rougher. Fuck. 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 I'm gonna fucking come again. Fuck. Come with me, baby, please. Fill my quivering cunt with your hot semen. I need it so fucking badly. Oh, fuck. God, I'm gonna pass out. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Okay, okay. Fuck, I'm gonna come. I could feel the whole thing pulse and throb as it spurted those hot ropes into me. Fuck, don't move for a moment, baby. Just let me wrap my arms around you like this and just hold you close. Fuck. I guess just stay inside. I guess this is the first time we've looked into each other's eyes this close. It's actually sweet, even if your dick is still in me. I fucking love you, dude. Huh? Curse! Oh, right, the curse. The reason we're here. Yeah, me too. No, honestly. I'm glad you're my husband now. I mean, well, if you've bred me. Wait. If I check the curse, I can tell right away. Oh, no, no, no. No, don't move. I can do it this close. And it feels nice. If you wanted to, like, stroke my hair or something while I'm doing it. Ooh, yeah, just like that. And it feels nice. Now. Looks like it's updating, but it'll be a minute or two before we know for sure. So,
I kind of noticed when you were being jerked off against my nipples, you were kind of pulsed way harder when I mentioned nipple fucking. Is that something you'd like to try? Yeah, I've actually got a couple spells I wanted to try out, but it's not the same with a dildo, you know? Honestly, a lot of my kinks are not technically possible, but, you know, with magic. I may have a few tabs in my private browsing spellbook dedicated to some interesting things. Maybe we can look through together sometime? It's a date. Oh, my favorite hentai? I'd say Enjo Kohei. But fuck, it's close with a few others. Honestly, it's a long list. You wanna watch them with me? God, that sounds good. Fuck me, dude. I'm glad you're my husband. Actually, yeah, you kinda are. The curse just updated and started the process of deactivating. You've officially joined my family by witch law, which means you knocked me up, I guess. Oh, the spell? Yeah, I told you, it protects us until we leave the cafe. And we're still here. See? No one's looking at your cum slowly leaking down my thighs. Outside? Why would... Ah, shit! That's one hell of a crowd. Wait, fuck. The spell reaches the threshold and we're sat next to a window. Anyone outside could see you breeding me. Guess we're exhibitionists now, huh? Hubby.